give me some. I don't know.
Here's the deal.
We're about ready to find out. Here's the deal.
Is this what you sing to your dog? All songs are about falling in love. They're about falling out of love. I like this one because it's about still being in love with that girl after all those years. That's why you got to go. It's got all three angles. I'm thinking. There's a reason.
All right. Sweet Jennifer. She still turns
my
head.
What's your dog's name?
That's my girl. 36 years.
I don't have a dog.
Oh. Scooby? Is this what you sing to Scooby when you walk
in? I do not sing to Freddy or
Freddy,
Alice.
Freddy, sorry. Scooby, Freddy. But we have given away all of our golden roses. So thanks again to Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Daryl Olson. Coral in Green Valley wants to know about pulling permits for his solar project. Let's bring him into the conversation and see how we can get him lined out. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm under contract for solar installation, and originally it was going to be placed on the roof, and I changed my mind on that. I wanted to put it on a structure. I live on an acre, so there's plenty of room to build a structure, but I need to get it up in the air a little ways to keep the shadows off of it. And so I'm going to go to another contractor, have that structure built. They're coordinating with the contractor that's going to install the solar, and everything's cool on that. But the permits are what I have, the permit fees are what I have a question about, because the structure that it's going to be built on is being built by a company that normally builds solar on top of their structures, but since I'm under contract, I don't need that, just need the structure. There was a talk of an engineering stamp, and I've done some research and found out that in Arizona now, after 2008, there was a bill passed. Engineering stamp is not required anymore on PV installations because they're trying to bring the cost down in Arizona to make it more desirable for people to put the solar systems on their houses. My question is, have you run into any problems with the counties in getting permits where they require an engineering stamp?
You know, every jurisdiction.
Hang on just a second. Turn your mic on. There you go. You get right there.
Right
go
there.
Ahead.
Okay. Coral, you know, that's a great question. We have every jurisdiction is different. And the county, the counties like Maricopa County, I'm not sure what is the jurisdiction.
Santa Cruz. Yeah.
I'm not.
Santa Cruz or Pima.
Not super familiar with that, but I know that some of the problems that we have more are, you know, permits that have been pulled previously that haven't been satisfied. We run into that problem a lot. I could check. We can get a number for Coral, and we can identify whether or not that's a requirement.
What does an engineer stamp cost? Because if he's having it built on a structure to elevate it to get it above, he said shade, so I'm guessing either a neighboring house or big trees. If it could fall onto the house, I'm pretty sure I'd want a structural engineer stamp on it before I put it up.
Well, he's correct. The jurisdictions, there are certain jurisdictions that do require structural. They're very limited. Harmon actually does structural approval and stamps on every one of our projects. And you know, the cost of something like that to us is anywhere from $300 to $800, depending upon how complex it is. So
if you're putting in $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, I understand they're trying to get the cost down, but I'd spend the money for that engineer.
I would love to be able to help Coral out. All I need to do is just get a contact information,
and
I can get my team working on finding out what exactly would be necessary for that.
All right, there you go. Coral will help you out with that. Roland and Gilbert wants to talk about roof versus ground mounting panels. Welcome, Roland.
Hi. My question was kind of similar to the last one, but which is more advantageous, putting the panels on the ground or up on the roof?
Site-specific. That's a site-specific question, isn't it?
It is. Typically, the installation on the ground is going to be more expensive because you have to build a structure to put the solar panels on where you already have your home built, if you will, or the structure the panels are going on. You know, from a permitting and jurisdictional perspective, it's a lot easier to put it on the roof than it is to put it on the ground. Every situation is different. You know, if your roof isn't conducive to it and you have enough land, then it obviously makes sense to put it on the ground. We do both of them.
Dan, Julie, I want to thank y'all for joining us. Let's take just a couple minutes and introduce people to the story of Harmon Solar before we're out of here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Great. Well, Harman Solar actually was created out of Harman Electric, which started in the early 70s by my father. He was in the electrical construction industry from the 70s all the way until we purchased the business in 2005. Harman Solar was a concept that we came up with and launched in 2008 and has been going strong ever since.
What do y'all like to do? What's your sweet spot?
Well, we do both residential and commercial solar. Sweet spot. I think we pride ourselves on being able to we do small systems residentially, 3K, 4K, and I think the largest one we've done is maybe all the way up to a 30 kilowatt system on a home. So we can handle it all across the board. So.
Well, we appreciate y'all being partners with Rosie on the House. We actually looked for a Phoenix area solar contractor for a couple of years before we found somebody that could make it through the screening process. So congratulations for running a company that can get through the process. We certainly appreciate y'all being partnered. If somebody wanted to get in touch with y'all, how would they do that?
Well, two ways. The 800 number, 1-800-281-3189, or they can go to harmansolar.com.
Dan and Julie King of Harman Solar, thanks a million. Folks, that's 3 hours wrapping up Rosie on the House this weekend, an Arizona tradition for 25 years. I would only ask you to do us one favor. If you've been blessed, encouraged, or uplifted by today's show, find somebody that needs to be blessed, uplifted, and encouraged, and pay it forward. See y'all again next Saturday.
Happy trails to you until